Hello, this is Jerry Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. And for the next half hour or so, I shall be reading to you from a list of various sources in the area of the goings-on in our listening area and viewing area around North Carolina. We will read the goings-on from the Arts and Living section of last Sunday's News and Observer, from the current issue of the Independent Weekly, the current weekend section of the News and Observer, and coming events from the Pine Cone, the Piedmont Council of Traditional Music, and other listings as well. Let's start with the Pine Cone Council of Traditional Music, their listings for the upcoming weeks. Sunday, November 13th, Sarah Gray and Kieran Means, who are part of the Music of the Carolinas series, will appear at the Daniels Auditorium, which is located in the North Carolina Museum of History at 5 East Edenton Street in Raleigh. Performance is Sunday, November 13th at 3 p.m., and the admission to that performance is free. Sarah grew up in New Hampshire, but also spent some time of her youth in North Carolina, where she heard a lot of mountain music and developed a love for the old-time banjo music and songs. She has carried this interest into her adult life, studying folklore and collecting and performing music from the various areas in which she has lived, including the United States, Wales, Scotland, and England. She has been concentrating for the last several years on tracing the migration for songs from the British Isles to North America. She performs with her son, Kieran Means, who was born in the United States and grew up in Britain, gaining a great love of the music of both traditions as well as the contemporary scene. He plays traditional songs from the United States and the UK. He also writes and performs original songs. Once again, that is Sarah Gray and Kieran Means at the Daniels Auditorium at the North Carolina Museum of History on Sunday, November 13th at 3 p.m., and the admission is free. And going out a little further in the calendar for the Down Home Concert Series on January 6th, 2012, Deep River Rising, featuring David Holt, Brian Sutton, T. Michael Coleman, will appear at the Fletcher Theater in the Progress Energy Performing Center for Performing Arts in downtown Raleigh on January 6th at 8 p.m. On January 21st in the Fletcher Theater at 8 p.m., Red Horse, including Eliza Gilsian, John Gorka, and Lucy Kaplansky, January 12th, 2012 at 8 p.m. On February 10, 2012, at 8 p.m. in the Fletcher Theater, the Dukes, D-U-H-K-S, will appear. And on February 18, 2012, in the Maimandi Concert Hall, the Taj Mahal Trio, 8 p.m. on February 18, 2012. And the Pinecone Session spotlights include get together every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. at Tir na n'Og in Raleigh for Irish music. Tir na n'Og is located at 218 South Blunt Street in downtown Raleigh. Tir na n'Og Irish music session every Sunday from 3 until 6 p.m. Bluegrass Jam on the second and fourth Mondays of the month at 7 p.m. in the Busy Bee Cafe, located at 225 South Wilmington Street in Raleigh. Join bluegrass musicians of all levels at the Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Raleigh on the second and fourth Monday of every month. The jam runs from 7 to 10 p.m. Whether you're a first-time jammer or a veteran, you're welcome to learn the tunes and play along, or just listen and observe. Once again, Bluegrass Jam, second and fourth Mondays of each month at the Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Raleigh at 7 p.m. Shape, Note, Sing on the fourth Sunday of every month from 2 until 4 p.m., fourth Sunday of every month, I think I should have said, and that will that takes place at the Glen Eyre Retirement Community in the Glen Eyre Retirement Community in Kerry. The address is 4000 Glen Eyre Circle in Kerry. The Pine Cone and the Triangle Shape Note Singers sponsor a monthly Shape Note Sing. This session meets the fourth Sunday of each month. And for directions, call 919-781-3596. That's the Shape Note Sing on the fourth Sunday of the month from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Glen Eyre Retirement Community in Kerry. Now, from the North Carolina Symphony, the North Carolina Symphony announced recently that incomparable violin virtuoso Itzhak Perlman will return to the orchestra to perform Tchaikovsky's scintillating violin concerto, capping off a program of Italian-flavored masterworks. The special event concert, led by symphony resident conductor William Henry Curry, takes place at Maimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Tuesday, May 15th at 7:30 p.m. Perlman enjoys superstar status, rarely afforded a classical musician. In recent years, he took part in the inauguration of President Barack Obama, earned a Kennedy Center honor for his distinguished achievements and contributions to the cultural and educational life of the United States, and performed at a state dinner for the Queen and Duke of Edinburgh, hosted by President George W. Bush at the White House, among many other accomplishments. He joins the symphony on an evening of masterworks based on Italian themes, including Berlioz's Roman Carnival Overture and Tchaikovsky's Capriccio Italian. Perlman then launches into Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto in D Major, a composition once deemed unplayable that has since become one of the most cherished and popular solos in the violin literature. Tickets to the performance are available now by telephone only as part of the symphony's four-concert passport series, made up of programs from the Duke Medicine Classical Series, Raleigh. This miniseries takes concertgoers around the world from the comfort of Maimondi Concert Hall by offering rare performances of dramatic works from four world music cultures, with featured performers offering audience members a taste of unique national instruments. The first of these three concerts is Passport to Hungary, a folk song-inspired masterpieces by Kodály and Bartók, as well as Camillo Ledvay's Concertino Simplis for Cymbalm, headline an exploration of a national tradition that has fueled hundreds of composers at home and abroad. Those performances will take place January 13th and 14th, 2012. Tango Nueva brings all the passion of tango to the concert hall for a showcase of Argentine composers Astor Piazzolla, Osvaldo Golijov, and Alberto Ginastera, and a 21st century piece by Australian composer Elena Katz-Chernin. And that will be on January 27th and 28th, 2012. The concert features performances by bandoneon master Coco Trezzavono. Symphony music director Grant Llewellyn, joined by harpist Quartin French, takes orchestra audience members to his home, musically at least, with a concert of masterpieces from his native soil, Wales, in Grant's Postcards from Home, April 20th to 21st, 2012. Tickets for the four-concert Passport series, including the performance by Itzhak Perlman, are $155 and available now by phone only. Call 919-733-2750 or toll-free 1-877-627-6724. The Passport series is presented in partnership with American Airlines. And the North Carolina Symphony has announced an all-new series of matinee pops performances. Now all the excitement and entertainment of the symphony's beloved pops concerts can be enjoyed in the daytime for less money. Tickets can be purchased now beginning at just $90 for three blockbuster performances in Maimondi Concert Hall at downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. All three performances begin at 3 p.m. The 2011-2012 Pops Matinee Series begins with A Carolina Christmas on Thanksgiving weekend, November 26th. Join the symphony for a celebration of the holidays, Carolina style. The concert includes the world premiere of a stirring new work for orchestra and a North Carolina string band by local songwriter Laurelyn Dossett, plus Hark the Herald Angels Sing, O Holy Night, the popular Christmas sing-along, and more. Concertgoers will enjoy the season with the symphony music director Grant Llewellyn, Grammy winners Rhiannon Giddens, Laffin, and Mike Compton, guitar wizard Joe Newberry, and the concert singers of Kerry. Then they can enjoy a high-energy afternoon of American rock favorites with the music of Billy Joel on Sunday, January 22, 2012. Finally, on Sunday, April 15, 2012, the orchestra invites audience members to hop off the train in River City for a fun and lively visit with fast-talking con man Harold Hill, Marion the librarian, and the rest of Meredith Wilson's colorful characters. The symphony is staging selections from the treasured Broadway show, The Music Man, and it doesn't need all 76 trombones to make it a musical showcase. Once again, this is a three-concert Pops Matinee Series. Tickets for the entire series can be purchased beginning at just $90. For information, dial 919-733-2750 or toll-free at 1-877-627-6724. Buy your tickets today and save. And more from the North Carolina Symphony. Pianist Louis Lorty joins the symphony for a celebration of Liszt and Rachmaninoff on November 11th and November 12th at the Maimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The concerts on November 11th and November 12th begin at 8 p.m. French-Canadian pianist Louis Lorty, has been praised worldwide for bringing his fresh perspective and individuality to a broad spectrum of the keyboard canon. He is particularly renowned for his renditions of Liszt and will celebrate the 200th anniversary of Liszt's birth by performing the complete Annales de Perlingen at the Liszt-Weimar Festival, New York's Lincoln Center, London's Queen Elizabeth Hall, and elsewhere around the world. Once again, that's Friday, November 11th, Saturday, November 12th, at the Maimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh. Both concerts begin at 8 p.m. The North Carolina Symphony offers musical adventure for kids on November 19th. The 2011-2012 edition of the North Carolina Symphony's popular NCS Kids Young People's Concert kicks off later this month with an hour-long musical mystery style. Now with a new start time, area families can add to a beloved holiday tradition with great live music from the state's premier orchestra. Maestro William Henry Curry leads the symphony in two performances of Beethoven Lives Upstairs, a classical kids' live production perfect for families with children ages 4 and up. The concerts take place in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Saturday, November 19th. The first concert now begins at 1:30 p.m., following that morning's 2011 WRAL Raleigh Christmas Parade. An encore performance will take place at 4 p.m. Once again, the symphony offers musical adventure for kids on November 19th, two performances in the Maimondi Concert Hall. For ticket information, call the North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll-free 1-877-627-6724. And finally, from the North Carolina Symphony, the symphony offers romantic showcase in Mahler's Fourth Symphony, which will be performed on December 1st through the 3rd. The concertmaster Brian Reagan performs Berg's Violin Concerto. Heavy melodies are at the heart of a romantic musical showcase when the North Carolina Symphony, led by music director Grant Llewellyn and featuring concertmaster Brian Reagan and soprano Christina Peer, presents Mahler's Fourth Symphony. The concert, which also includes the stirring violin concerto by Mahler protege Alban Berg and a contemporary masterpiece by composer Magnus Lindberg, takes place at Maimandi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Friday and Saturday, December 2nd and 3rd at 8 p.m. This is a wonderful program artistically, says Llewellyn. Both the Lindberg piece and Berg's violin concerto have as their central pillars of reference and inspiration an extraordinary Bach chorale. As the Mahler Symphony uses soprano, we tie it all together, Bach to Berg to Mahler, through the idea of the chorale. And once again, for ticket information, call 919-733-2750. Or toll-free 1-877-627-6724. That's December 1st through the 3rd, the North Carolina Symphony and Mahler's Fourth Symphony. Now, some future performances at Duke, starting with December 3rd performance or appearance by Andre Watts at the piano. That's on Saturday, December 3rd at 8 p.m. in the Page Auditorium. Andre Watts at the piano. Tickets are $46, down to $22, $5 for Duke students. Andre Watts was born just after the Second World War to an American father and a Hungarian mother who famously used stories of Liszt's work ethic to inspire young Watts to practice. It paid off handsomely when he filled in for Glenn Gould with the New York Philharmonic in 1963, where his preternatural command of Liszt's first concert brought down the house. In Durham, the Avery Fisher Prize recipient trains his finely honed expertise on an all-Liszt program in honor of the masterpiece of the master's bicentennial, including the sonata in B minor, that deathless ode to Schumann, and the sublimely darkening Nuages Gris. Andre Watts, Saturday, December 3rd, in the Page Auditorium at Duke University. On Saturday, December 10th, at the Reynolds Industries Theater on the Duke campus, the St. Lawrence String Quartet, cherished for its freewheeling animation of the most traditional repertory, the passionate St. Lawrence String Quartet returns for a third consecutive season with a program juxtaposing the most classical of composers with a modern icon. The concert begins with one of Haydn's works that earned him the title of Father of the String Quartet and ends with a middle period gem from his pupil Beethoven. Between these two classics, St. Lawrence exhibits its new commission from Osvaldo Golijov, a composer of Argentinian nationality and Eastern European heritage who draws upon traditions as diverse as Judeo-Christian liturgies and Latin American folk music. The St. Lawrence String Quartet at Duke University in Reynolds Theater, Saturday, December 10th at 8 p.m. And if you want to start getting into the Christmas spirit, even though it's a little early, you can do so by attending the Christmas Spectacular at the DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center in Durham, Radio City Christmas Spectacular, starring the Rockettes. They will perform now through November 27th. Tickets are on sale now. You can call 919-281-0587. The Christmas Spectacular starring the Radio City Rockettes. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity now through November 27th. And also at the DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center, the Nutcracker will be presented December 10th and 11th. The Progress Energy presents this new production of the Nutcracker with New Magic, sponsored by WRAL-TV. Tickets start at $25. The performance is presented by the Carolina Ballet. For information or ticket information, dial 919-719-0900. December 10th and 11th, the Nutcracker. And the Carolina Performing Arts presents Orchestra Revolutionaire et Romantique, November 12th and 13th, starting at 8 p.m. on the November 12th, which is a Saturday, and 7:30 p.m. on November 13th, which is Sunday. The performances will take place at UNC's Memorial Hall, and the symphonies will include Beethoven symphonies. The November 12th program includes the Overture to Prometheus, Opus 43. The November 13th program features the Overture to Egmont, Opus 84. Orchestra Revolutionnaire et Romantique, presented by the Carolina Performing Arts, November 12th and 13th at UNC's Memorial Hall. Call 919-843-3333. And here's one more Duke performance that is worth mentioning. On Sunday, November 13th at 8 p.m. in the Carolina Theater in Durham, a rare solo appearance by Chris Thile, T-H-I-L-E. Once again, Sunday, November 13th at 8 p.m. At the Carolina Theater in Durham. Ticket information can be obtained by calling 919-684-4444. And another presentation of the Nutcracker will be presented by the City Ballet on December 9th and 10th at the Stewart Theater on the campus of NC State University. The performance will feature Carolina Ballet guest artists. You can get ticket information by calling 844-9799. The Nutcracker, presented by City Ballet at the Stewart Theater on the campus of NC State University, December 9th and December 10th. And the Carolina Ballet presents Cinderella at the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium on November 23rd through the 27th. Cinderella, presented by the Carolina Ballet. It's part of the family series sponsored by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina. Ticket information can be obtained by calling 919-719-0900. That's Cinderella, presented by the Carolina Ballet. And Ira David Wood returns as Scrooge in the traditional presentation of A Christmas Carol. Performances will take place in the Durham Performing Arts Center on December 3rd and the 4th, and in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on December 8th and 14th. For information for the Performing Arts Center, dial 919-680-ARTS, A-R-T-S. And for ticket information at the Memorial Auditorium in Raleigh, you can dial 1-800-745-3000. Or if you don't want to use the toll-free number, dial 919-831-6058. That is the telephone number for Theater in the Park. Ira David Wood returns as Scrooge December 3rd and 4th in the Durham Performing Arts Center and December 8th through the 14th. At Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium. It's a great show. I take my grandchildren to it every year. And coming up this weekend, the final presentation of Dracula by the Carolina Ballet. The final weekend of Dracula at the Performing Arts Center in downtown Raleigh. Ticket information can be obtained by dialing 919-719-0900. Carolina Ballet presents Dracula, final weekend performances. And for a little change of pace, the Fry Foundation Distinguished Visiting Professor Program presents Robin Wright, a distinguished international correspondent and author, in conversation with Hadding Carter about the Arab Spring and more. That will take place on Monday, November 14th at 5:30 p.m. in Memorial Hall on the North UNC Chapel Hill campus. General admission is free. No ticket or reservation is needed. Parking in town lots is available on Rosemary Street. For more information, call 919-843-6339. Robin Wright, Rock the Casbah, Rage and Rebellion Across the Islamic World. Robin Wright, distinguished international correspondent and author, in conversation with Hadding Carter. Presented by the UNC College of Arts and Sciences, Monday, November 14th at 5:30 p.m. in Memorial Hall. And so many ways to celebrate the Hillsborough Holidays, presented by the City of Hillsborough, starting on Thursday, November 17th at from 6 to 9 p.m., Bring the Season Ladies Night Out. On Saturday, November 26th at 8 p.m., Home for the Holidays, an evening with distinguished storytellers at Leland's Little Auction Gallery, 620 Cornerstone Court in Hillsborough. On Friday, December 2nd at 7 p.m., the lighting of the town tree. That will take place on the Old County Courthouse lawn. On Friday, December 2nd at 7:30 p.m., Gingerbread House Contest at the Masonic Lodge on West King Street. On Saturday, December 3rd at 10 a.m., the Hillsborough Holiday Parade down Churton Street from Corbin Street. On Sunday, December 4th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Christmas Craft Show at the Big Barn in Daniel Boone Village. And on Sunday, December 4th, from noon to 6 p.m., the 25th Annual Candlelight Home Tour, a unique opportunity to visit homes of singular beauty or historic importance decorated for the holidays. And finally, on Thursday, December 8th, and Friday, December 9th, at 7:30 p.m., a Christmas carol performed by local authors Alan Kurganis and Michael Malone. For information, go to www.holidayinhillsborough.com. Hillsborough Holidays during late November and through the month of December. And if you want to do a little planning for early 2012, tickets are now on sale for Les Miserables, which will take place in the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium February 14th to the 19th, 2012. Les Miserables, the new 25th anniversary production at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. Call the 1-800-745-3000 or go to the box office at the concert hall in downtown Raleigh. It's open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Les Miserables, February 14th to 19th, 2012. Tickets are on sale now. And in Cary, at the new Cary Performing Arts Center, A Tangle of Tales, Marvelous Music Family Series, and Gray Seal Puppets present Tangle of Tales on Sunday, November 13th at 3 p.m. in the Cary Performing Arts Center, downtown Cary. Beautiful place. For more information, dial 919-469-4069. Tangle of Tales at the Cary Performing Arts Center, Sunday, November 13th at 3 p.m. And on November 16th at the UNC's Memorial Hall, Still Black, Still Proud, an African tribute to James Brown. That's November 16th, live on stage at UNC's Memorial Hall. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jerry Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. So long until next time, and thank you for listening.